That's belt buckle, ain't it? What's it look like? I can't see it. It's down there, ain't it?
Nice.
Yeah. Not a very good seat you got there. A lot of pressure on this buckle. My belt breaks, you're gonna die. I'm not dumb. I'm just a little confused. I mean, I got a high school diploma and an AA degree, and I finished University of Southern Mississippi in 1974. I didn't graduate, but I did finish. I was sitting in advanced algebra one day and raised my hand. I said, I'm finished. They said, go on, Bubba. So I did. That's what I did. Things confuse me. Science confused me. I'm doing a show in New Hampshire last week, and I'm driving from New Hampshire into Vermont on I-89. As I crossed over the state line there's a sign in Vermont the highway department put there that says, pavement wet when raining. Now, where I come from, that's pretty obvious. But you got to tell people in Vermont that. I just got out and took a picture of it. That confuses me. Why do they have to do that? There's a boot store on Broadway in Nashville. Had a sign to win it for 2 years. Says boot. Buy two, get one free. What you going to do with three boots, man? You'd never get them all worn out at the same time. You know, it's just crazy. I saw signs everywhere. I saw a sign in Pizza Hut the other day. On the oven, it says, caution, door may open. I hope so. How else am I going to get my pizza? I'm driving by Captain D's Seafood. Mm-hmm. Big old high sign said, all you can eat, drive through. I thought to myself, you know, it's going to take me two tanks of gas just to have lunch. Signs, they're just everywhere that I don't understand. I saw one the other day, a little birthday party, said live pony rides. Obviously, he wasn't doing much business with dead horses. It's not much fun pulling a kid around a circle on a dead horse.
Okay, those were his random thoughts, and here are Michael Jr.'s. This is the last one.
If a baby comes out with an afro, is that considered natural childbirth? If a woman gets pregnant in Vegas, does the baby have to stay there? Is the word tofu short for tried to fool you? Should Dave Ramsey's website take credit cards?
Credit repair guy.
Where does non-local anesthesia come from? Take your time. I met a woman who had one callus on her foot. Does that make her a unicorn?
Oh, wow.
Eight out of 10 people don't want to be statistics. But now they are. I've noticed that no one seems to care about the outer city youth. Take your time.
Oh,
I think sometimes people take marble for granted. Why are there no mirrors in the self-checkout? When it comes to sharks, what's so great about the white ones? A small percentage like that joke. And finally, if God clapped his hands, wouldn't that make a big bang? It's just a theory. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Michael Jr. I appreciate that. That was fun. awesome.
All right, okay. That's our hallelujah moment. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. Yes, you can still call 904-296-2251. We are going to come back and close out with our New Year revelations and continue to talk about that. In the meantime, we're going to play some music that I pray ministers to your heart and whatever you're going through. If anything, God deserves is praise. And so let's listen to Nicole C. Mullen and My Tribute, as well as My Redeemer Lives within the same cut. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9.
Good. To them that love him, to them who are the called according to his purpose, he's able to take the good and the bad, he mixes it together, and he makes something beautiful for his glory. So to God be the glory. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hold to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. In order to
being yourself. What a woman of God, and thank God for you as well. You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight until 1 a.m. You do have time to send in, email in, text messenger in, direct message in from Facebook, call in. Just get in your prayer requests, your praise reports, your song selections, as well as any issues or things that you're going through that you may want a counseling ear to hear. The number here is 904-296-2251. As well as the email is sitgpastormon@gmail.com. Also want you to know that, again, we are starting Discipleship for Discipleship. Counseling here has started already here in this area, in Florida area. It's not just limited to Florida, though, where you can do affordable counseling. Also do convenient counseling that's still very authentic and impactful. This counseling can be done in person. It can be done either at our home office or at our outside office. It can be done at your home or your home office. It can be done also by FaceTime or Skype or by computer, which is computer, or it can also be done by phone as well, either face phone, by facing the phone, by actually doing video phone chat, or it can be done via the phone. We say that and we do it this way because we have people also that we counsel that are not even within the United States, and that's more economical for them. Different ways to do it based on where they are. Those who are in the Caribbean, the West Indies, those who are in Africa, specifically West Africa, also South Africa now, as well as those who are in the East Coast area, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and so now we have it in the southeastern area, as far as the this coast in Florida mainly area. So again, that is myself as well as some of my colleagues and sons and daughters in ministry. So if you need a man counselor, you feel more important, comfortable, I should say. Sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze. If you feel more comfortable that way, if you feel it's more important for you to have a woman counselor, you feel more comfortable that way. You know, again, it's based on what you've been through. All of our counselors, male or female, men or women, I hate when we use just gender terms because we are more than that. Men or women, ladies and gentlemen, when you decide whatever you want, all of our counselors are very well trained to take a very neutral point of view. And so don't worry if you're doing marital counseling. If it's a woman, she's not going to be on the side of the woman. Or if it's a man, side of a man. And so don't worry about that. There's counseling for any and everybody. If you are in spouses or partnerships, nobody's going to take the side of one if you're in a different culture or race as well. But we are neutral, but we are also on both sides because we're on God's side to bring peace and bring harmony into every relationship, to bring betterment, no matter if it's just your relationship to yourself, your relationship to God, your relationship to others, your relationship within every relationship that you have. And so that number for that service, Discipleship for Discipleship, is 904-624-9868. And so that's a pretty easy number to remember. So now, let's get back to what I was saying so I can close out the points for the night. So far, we've been talking about New Year revelations above, beyond, not above, but beyond the New Year resolutions. And so we want you to be encouraged in that because God requires more from us. And we want to give God more of us, right? And so I thank God for the revelation and sharing this revelation with you, pun intended. So basically, we already talked about not allowing preoccupation where we are focused so much on the wrong things or even other things that are good, but there's something else God wants us to look upon. Or the procrastination. We don't want that. That's where we don't look at anything too much, or we refuse to move, to do, or to become active in what God we know is tweaking our hearts, nudging us, even pushing us sometimes to get up, go, and go after it and do this. And so we want to get those out of the side. That's the main challenge that comes. Sometimes we are preoccupied with the past as well. as far as the hurt we've experienced or the fear that was started by some situation that we didn't have before, by some loved ones who were in our lives actively but are not there anymore because they're either deceased, because of some type of disease, or because of divorce, or just some family dysfunction or disconnection. So there's a preoccupation with that sometimes as well. Sometimes it's that also causes the procrastination, because procrastination is sometimes a disguise for what's really going on beneath the surface, and that is depression, or the flip side of depression being anxiety. And so where some may think, oh, you're just lazy, or oh, you're just sorry, or you have no ambition, and that's not the case, so we shouldn't judge each other, especially when it's wrong, or we shouldn't try to diagnose each other, or even self, when it's not accurate, because sometimes it's not that a person is lazy or slothful or sorry. None of us are sorry. In that manner, it's not that that person is not doing. That person at the moment feels they can't do. They have no motivation because there's nothing there. But what that should be, but what is there, is so heavy. It's weighing them down. It makes you not want to sleep at all, or it makes you not want to wake up at all, where you're always sleeping. And so we ask God, and we continue to pray for those who go through depression and anxiety. I definitely recognize it myself, the depression part. Those who go through those feelings that they don't even want to get up, when we don't even want to get up and do self-care, we don't want to get up and do even basic hygiene. It just seems too much to do. That's not procrastination, but it does look like it. There's something deeper. And for that, we definitely want you to, you know, get some help. And again, we are here for you, your church, your pastor. If they are there for you, please tell somebody what you're going through, because things could get worse. But the good news is things can always get better. For that, we give God the glory. So you want to get those challenges out of the way, preoccupation, procrastination, but then also adaptation. We don't want to take on the ways of the world so fully. Yes, we are in the world, even though God says we're not of the world. He's plucked us from the world to do what he needs us to do in the world by the word of God. Basically, what is she saying? Simply put, God has taken us from this world to teach us his word, that we may live it in such a way that we may teach it to others. That's a great commission, right? From Matthew 28. And so we know that in our relationship with God and with others, when we sit down for a New Year revelation, here are some practical questions that you may want to ask of God. Remember, not necessarily of yourself. You want to ask God to show you. That's the thing that's a little different. Because I had to catch myself, Holy Spirit, correct me, even as I was getting ready to say it to you. You want to ask your, that's why I say self, Holy Spirit said your God. You want to ask God these questions. We usually ask ourselves sometimes, but let's ask God these questions. God, concerning my relationship with you, how can I improve? God, in my relationship with myself, how can I improve? God, with my relationship with others, and you can be specific or not. I would say either way, because when we say with others and we try to be too specific, we may again start making our own resolutions as opposed to receiving revelations. You got me? Because we may say, oh, we start thinking of my sister, my brother, my niece, my nephew, my dad, or my mom, when God is trying to show us that we really kind of jacked up relationship with this coworker that we keep passing by and acting like we don't see them, that like they don't see us. Hello, somebody. You know I'm telling the truth. So anyway, we need to know that God will answer these questions. What do you mean, God, my relationship with you? I have a relationship with God. God will show you where your relationship is good, and God will show you where your relationship can improve. That's what he does for us. He does it for me all the time as well. This is for us. I'm saying you tonight because he says so, to say this is what I want you to give to them. And so God, in my relationship to self, what do you mean my relationship to myself? Are you trying to say something that's shady? No. Your relationship to yourself, that is just speaking about the self-care again. Your relationship, are you paying attention to yourself? God will show you how to pay attention to your mood or your moods. I'm not moody. You just proved my point. You need to. We need to allow God to show us our moods. Even though some of us would keep a good poker face or keep a good happy face, where no matter what we're going through, ups or down, people can't tell. But inside, you know what's going on sometimes. But sometimes we're not paying attention because we're so used to going and doing and being and accomplishing and winning in ways that the world says is winning. God sees winning as us paying attention to what he shows us to pay attention. So ask God, consider asking God to show you your moods, your feelings, your emotions, your actions, your habits, the things that you are attending to well, because usually we attend to those things where we see the greatest success and the easier success, and the things that are hard to work on, where we feel pushback or we feel that we are watering a situation that's just dead, then we kind of don't feel motivated to go there. We are people. We are a people of easy, quick, fast, in a hurry self-gratification. You already know that. And so we want things to happen quick, fast, in a hurry. We want everything to be like smartphone. We want smartphones, smart kids, smart husband. We want smart God. We want smart results. We want smart diagnosis, smart healing. We want smart everything. We want everything. Most of us want everything to be done in microwavable minutes. And life is not like popcorn, where God is just squeezing out popcorn promises to us and giving us microwavable miracles. Some things take time, and with this time, we have to decide what to do. So let's ask God, what and how can we improve with our relationship with God? Does he want more time? How does he want that more time? How can we improve in our relationship with self? Is he going to show me that I need more time with just myself? I'm always around people. Some of us are always around people because we're so afraid to be alone. Some of us are around people because we feed off of them and their approval, which is dangerous because that means we could die from their disapproval. And so God can show you that better than I can hint or try to help. God will show that to you. He shows that to me. We can also go overboard sometimes with self-doubt, self-critique, self-criticism, self-defeatist attitude, even self-prophecy that leads to that self-defeat and self-prophecy, that same cycle over and over again. I believe I'm going to fail, and then my actions follow where I do fail because that's all I believe. So I don't try as hard. I don't show up when opportunity presents itself. I don't even open the door when opportunity knocks on it. And so self-defeatist attitude can bring that about. God can show that and reveal that in ways that other people may have tried or can't, but God will reveal it to you first. And God will reveal it in a way for you not to feel bad about how to improve. God loves you, so that's why he's telling us how to improve. He cares about us, and he wants us to keep growing. For those of us who have a perfectionism complex, God can show that to us and remind us that he is the only one who is perfect. And he is the only one who is actually doing the perfecting. At most, he can show us how to be excellent. And in our excellency, also by him and our efforts, God can let us know that he's making us perfect. And perfect in the sense that God is making us means that we are being completed by God. It doesn't mean that we don't make mistakes, that we don't sin. We are of a sinful nature, so let's get the truth out, that God will show us if we are struggling with self-defeatist attitude, if we are struggling with perfectionism. God will show us to us and how to improve on those things because they take some of the joy away that he wants us to have. So let's not adapt to the ways of the world. That yes, we can win no matter what. But we got to have Jesus on our mind because that's the thing that makes us win. He is the power that helps us to win no matter what. So we're going to close this out in just a moment. I'm still taking your prayer requests. I'm going to attend to some of those right now and praying off air for some, with some. And I want you to continue to listen in. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, here for just a few more moments. You know, the basic thing I think God is teaching us, because he's teaching me and I hope he's teaching you too, is that we just got to take one day at a time. Because, sweet Jesus, that's all that we can really handle. You know what I mean? Stay with us right here. Praise 107.1. 101.9. Hallelujah. I had to turn my mic back off. I was still shouting. Ooh, Lord, I needed that. Thank you, Jesus. That was all right. Now, you may not know, some of you may know, but that is from Clay Evans and the Fellowship Choir. That was done a long time ago, and not too long, like around 2006 or 7. That woman that you are singing, that is the one and only, God rest and bless her soul, Queen Bertha Melson, one of the mothers of that church. Miss Bertha Melson just had a special anointed way of being a psalmist, and we thank God for the music that we have because of him through her. That's just a good reminder, again, that we need to take one day at a time. Sometimes I hear people say, oh, I wish there were more hours in the day or more days in the week. And I know that would just be a hot mess because you know what we would do? We would just fill it up with even more stuff for us to do, which means there would be even more things that we wouldn't get done. And so let's try to become better stewards of the time that we do have. Amen? Let's do that. And let's make sure we keep God in that time. Some of us are allowing God to have the time that God needs to speak and that we listen. And that's beautiful. And I know your life is blessed because of it. And some of us, we're honest, are in places where we are so busy that we tend to be too busy for God. God does have a way of getting our attention, you know that? He does have a way. You don't want God to have to show you to yourself or God to show me to myself in such a way to make me deal with some things that I'm not dealing with and use those to allow them to actually deal with me. What am I saying in that? You already know, but I'll clarify. You don't want God to have to show you that there is a health issue that you need to attend to. But you refuse to go to the doctor. You refuse to go to a practitioner. You refuse to go and get checked out. As if not going and getting checked out will alleviate that from happening. Just because we put ourselves in a place where we don't know doesn't mean it's not there. Just because we say things like, well, I'm not claiming that. Some things claim you, and we have to deal with it. Let's not have a cliche-like relationship with God. Let's use the word of God the right way it's meant to be used, the righteous way it's meant to be used, and the truth shall make us free. We need to know the truth on what's going on in our lives. Nobody can show us that better than God. So we've got to slow down sometimes and give God the time he needs. We've got to speed up sometimes for some of us who aren't moving at all and sit down with God. Even in the time where we feel like we're not being productive, that we're not doing anything, that we're either sad or lonely or we're caught up in our feelings, give God space in there too. Give him your attention. He can pull you out of it too better than anyone can. So we're going to continue to bless and praise his name because he's just worthy of all things. Just be reminded that his eyes are on you, both of them. His eyes really can be on a sparrow. One can be on a sparrow. One can be on me. One can be on you. One can be on your neighbor. No, it doesn't mean God has four eyes. That's why we sing his eyes on the sparrow. Because anthropomorphically speaking, a big, what is that, about $3.52 word? Anthropomorphically means that we attribute human-like qualities to God. But God is not limited, remember, by gender or humanity. God is not limited by having one eye or two eyes. God, as far as we know, does not have earthly eyes. God has eye, meaning his spirit, that looks upon us all at the same time, individually, collectively, in every which way. And so God's eye really is on you. Because you are precious, you are sweet, you are kind. He's made you like that. And no matter what we have become, that's how he made us. He can get us to become what he purposed in us. So be encouraged that this time that you spend with God, this 5 minutes per day, or 6 or 7 minutes, 3 days out of the week, or this 10 minutes every Saturday, whatever it is, let God prescribe it, and then you submit to it. And God will bless it. That's my prayer for you. Be encouraged right now, though. He sees what you're going through. He sees where you're headed to. And he sees the other side of it. And he knows that because he has created you to be such a warrior and a champion, no matter what you feel like right now, he knows that you're going to get through it because that's how he made you. His eye is on Sparrow, and his eye is on you, too. Thank you.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why?
Now I sing.
This is your pastor, Linda Adams and Crystal Lewis, standing in the gap with Pastor Monica here. Yes, this is Pastor Monica R. Hooks from Standing in the Gap, as well as Worship Worldwide Ministries, as well as Discipleship for Discipleship, just for you. Not multitasking when we do this, though. When you call, you are primary, only secondary to God. God is so above on the list that primary is below where he is. But as far as humans, you are primary when you call. The number is 904-296-2251. Call me, talk to me. Let me hear your voice and know how you are doing. As we say here, for real, for real. 904-296-2251. Thank God for that song by Crystal Lewis and Yolanda Adams, both the women of God, just singing beautifully together. I want to close out with some words as far as what we have been talking about on your New Year revelations, just to highlight it for you. Ask that you remove the procrastination as well as preoccupation, either or both if you have them, to remove that in the name of Jesus. I'm praying on your behalf for that. Asking that you ask God, consider asking God about what he would have you to improve upon or how in your relationship with God. Asking you to ask God about how to improve in your relationship with yourself. And asking you to ask God how he would have you to improve with your relationship with others, people as well as things, jobs, relationships, finances, churches, or church, ministries, everything. And God will answer. You have to know that God will answer. And the last thing, and asking you to continue to do your best, or to start, if you have not, to focus more on the way of the Word and not the way of the world. The ways of the Word of God, and less on the ways of the world. And some things that are even right concerning the world and legality are not righteous concerning God and his love. I want you to continue to press toward the mark that enlightens you about your feelings, enlightens you on how to be motivated, enlightens you on how to stop being frustrated or irritated, enlightens you to move out of selfishness, to enlighten you how to move into real self-care, enlightens you on how to not feel entitled, but how to serve others, enlightens you on how to love like God and never cutting anyone off, but always being available for a healthy relationship, even when it's from a distance, and asking God for a few things for you, because I said, as you know, God loves you, and so do I. I want you to continue to press towards the mark, which means to push forward. Asking you toward, because that is the path that God has for us. And asking you to focus on that mark, being Jesus and the purpose he has within your life. And to focus on that high calling of Jesus Christ, because that is the power that can keep you moving forward. We're going to talk about that following weekend as we talk about moving forward. Turning around and moving forward. We're going to talk about that next weekend. So this is the close for this one. We're going to play one more song after the last words. I want to have prayer right now. That's okay with you, is it? I hope so. Because we're going to do it anyway. I'm just saying. God, thank you for being our loving God, for being so incredible to us all. Continue to bless those who listen as well as those who don't, God. Continue to allow your ministry here to go forward and to grow in ways that it can continue to be a blessing, but even in better ways for your kingdom and for your kingdom yet to come. We ask you, God, that whatever is done may be done and found pleasing in your sight. Let no words ever come that have not come from you. And continue, dear God, to touch each person, that truly you may get all the glory and the credit for anything that happens that's good. That you may continue to get all the glory and the credit for anything that happens that has helped anyone. And I thank you, God, humbly from my heart, just for allowing myself and those who call in, those who listen in, allowing us all as a community of prayer and praise and proclamation to be used by you for such a great invitation of salvation that we give even now. We pray that on behalf of this person that has not accepted you, that they do so in the name of Jesus, accepting your Holy Spirit as the gift that keeps on giving, and continue, dear God, to get closer to you, that they may get closer to why you created them in the first place. In Jesus' name, have your way in their lives and in our lives as well. And we all say amen. Amen, amen. So this is my final word for you. This is my prayer poem for you. We're going to close out by listening to Nye Zumu as well as Benjamin Dube, who are both from Africa. It is going to be it's a little too early. It's going to be the Come As You Are song. So those who have just accepted Christ, welcome to the kingdom of God. Get to a church home as soon as possible. If you don't know of one, please call me in the numbers that are given or the info on Standing in the Gap information, 904-296-2251. This is going to be Come As You Are for those who do know God that feel like you need to turn around and repent because you're at some distance. And it's also for us who are trying hard to continue to know God and to grow in that. Let us come as we are. As God has made us go from good to better, let us continue to seek God to go from better to best. Amen. So hear the words God gave me to give to you. From my heart to yours, this is my prayer. That you will allow God the time in which God wants to speak, believing that the time together can strengthen the tired, the confused, and the meek, hoping that the time together will enlighten those who become just too strong, thinking that no one cares, refusing to hear God, daily walking alone, praying that for a moment you sit on your hands, still your body, even stabilize your feet. Open your spiritual ears as Jesus comes closer, heart to heart, you'll meet. So if you are doing New Year resolutions, be blessed from here throughout the nations. And I'm going to keep praying on your behalf that God reveals your deeper New Year revelations, knowing that even a little time together with the one whom I adore will change your lives forever, for in Christ's presence is the fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, you be blessed, you be encouraged. We'll be back next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, God willing, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., again, just for you. Let's meet God where he is as he meets us where we are to get us where we're supposed to be. Good night, dear hearts. Be safe and be blessed.
107.9.
Still opening blinds.